You're listening to 97.7 The Bolt, and I'm Sam T. Jensen. And joining me right now is a name I'm sure that you've all heard before. This is country singer Jason Brown. He's going to be taking over Sumner Avenue in Humboldt to help benefit the Hamoda Movie Theater. And that is this Saturday. That's just a couple of days away. Jason, first off, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with me. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, man, I appreciate talking with you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, of course. So, Jason, why don't we start just by telling me a little bit about this concert. What exactly are we raising money for?
We're raising money for the Hamoda Theater there in Humboldt, Iowa. And there's a corporate corporation that had the theater, and when they left, some people put some money together and bought it. And they basically bought a shell with some outdated software and some equipment that just basically needed replaced. So they've worked really hard, and we just want this final push. So we're trying to raise $150,000, which they've already raised $25,000 for this goal.
Wow.
So they're still just hitting it really hard before we even get up there. So we're just asking everyone to come out. The money, all the proceeds go to that $150,000 goal so that we can just give everybody just a great theater experience right there in Humboldt.
Yeah, that'll be incredible. Well, we're all looking forward to the concert here. Can you tell me kind of where you come in? Because I know you really wanted to come out. You wanted to do this concert for the Hamoda, and I know you're like an Iowa guy. Is that kind of part of it?
Yeah, it is. My whole, I guess, outlook on music changed in 2012. I gave my life to Christ and kind of just backed off the music thing a little bit. And seeing I was maybe doing it for, I don't know, self-centered or name recognition or whatever reasons, I just didn't feel like, I just felt like I needed to have a goal or a reason to get out there.
Sure.
And use my God-given talents. And I just thought, you know what, I love shows, I love concerts, I love small towns, I love being from Iowa, I love helping people out. So I had the concept of putting this Along the Way tour together and doing exactly what we're doing Saturday night, and that's just helping these communities that might have a goal that's a little bit bigger and just maybe needs just a little attention somehow, or a reason for everyone to gather together and rally around it. You know, we're having a concert and everything, but, man, all the volunteers and everybody
right.
that chips in, that's what it's all about, being from the Midwest. And I just love it when we have these shows just for that one reason of seeing so many people come together for the good of a community, not just, you know, not just for a show. So it's just, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right on about that. You worded that really well. I was telling Chad, the Hamoda board president, you know, I'm from Joliet, a Chicago suburb.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really can't see something like this happening out there. Not to say there isn't a sense of community, but it's just, it's something special in Iowa. I mean, so many people turn out, so many people, even if you weren't performing, which I'm very glad you are, I mean, so many people are coming out to help support this little, you know, movie theater that's been there for, I think, 90 years or something like that. And it's just incredible to see that.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, they'll say thank you and stuff. And it's, I can't stress enough that I am a very, very, very small part of this. I mean, we're mm-hmm. going to be shooting video up there. We signed a deal with Mediacom to show this. And the hopes of all of doing these things and actually trying to get it on TV is the after show. We did a show in Radcliffe, Iowa, to where we raised $100,000.
Wow.
And after that show, they're up to $350,000 now that they've raised because of the awareness that was raised by it, not just from the show, but just from the attention and this doggone Facebook. How
yeah.
it, I mean, when the TV producer was telling me about Facebook, I was just like, yeah, right, whatever. But, I mean, it does it. And I'm all that social media stuff
right.
I'm still learning about, but seeing the aftermath and just everybody even chipping in after, you know, we leave. And it's just so neat just what still happens even after we do it. So basically the concert is almost like a guy at work with, you know, your radio station on. It's entertainment. It's kind of to keep people together and to kind of take your mind off of the sucky parts of the day and just kind of, you know, so that's what it is. And we're going to get people up there and thank them for their sponsorships and thank them for their donations. And so the music part is a very small part of it all.
So I want to talk a little bit, you know, you mentioned your God-given talents, like you mentioned a little while ago. I know that you kind of found your calling at a pretty young age. Were you around 4 or something like that? You started singing in church?
Yeah, my grandma, she had me singing, and the very first song that I sang in church when I was 4 years old was "I've Got a Mansion Just Over the Hilltop."
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is "It Is No Secret What God Can Do." what he's done for others. So, I mean, I remember those songs. I remember standing up there, and I was just nervous. I mean, at four, you wouldn't think a kid remembers that. But, I mean, I do. I remember right. just thinking, this is kind of cool. And the funny thing is, my dad makes fun of me still to this day. People used to come up, and I didn't have no idea what to say when people said, good job. But I guess I was saying, yeah, I know.
That's probably something I would say when I was a kid. That's funny.
Well, you know, out of the mouth of babes, they say, but...
That's really funny. So you were mainly kind of gospel at that point. I mean, who were you listening to in, like, gospel and country? Who were some of your influences?
Well, I remember getting my Kenny Rogers fan club folder.
There you go.
The picture of him with the big gambler duster on. And Jim Reeves, I was always a huge Elvis fan. My mom had Elvis around all the time. And so I grew up with him, and so there was always music just playing. And so Jim Reeves and Kenny Rogers, and, of course, you know, George Strait came into the picture. In my music taste, I mean, it goes all the way from Eminem to name it. I mean, even opera singers. I mean, I just love music. When a melody gets you, it just gets you.
Was there a certain point kind of where you knew that you wanted to pursue music as a career and not just something to do in your spare time?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been something that's, you know, it's always been a goal of mine to make money and provide a life on it, and not to give anything away, but it's not as easy as they make it seem.
Oh, of course.
You know, that's the hardest struggle, is going from, you know, playing for free or exposure to actually asking for money. And in 2006, when we put the Dream album out, we had no idea that Mama Was a Rebel was going to go into the top 100 on media based and Billboard charts. I mean, we didn't have a label. We didn't have a radio promotion team. We had no goal of even it happening. And Andy Elliott down here in Des Moines started playing it on a reporting station, and next thing you know, it was the first of five consecutive top charting songs in the top 70. And I know top 100 doesn't seem like that much, but you being in radio, I mean, for an unsigned, unradio promoted, planned artist, it just doesn't happen.
Right, it's unheard of. Yeah,
top 100. And so I think when that happened in 2006, it really hit me, going, well, this could be possible. And so it's been a struggle, and it's not always easy. You know, I'm not playing as much as I like, but at the same time, you know, I had some family things that I've been focusing on the past few years. And now with the Along the Way shows going on and the new album coming out, we're really focusing on getting back out there and building that back up and seeing how we can represent Iowa. And, you know, if that means being on the media-based, charts again, great.
Yeah.
And if that's not meant to be, we're still going to do what we're doing.
Well, Jason, I think you're doing an incredible job, and I really do appreciate you talking with me today. We're all looking forward to the show on Saturday.
Thanks, brother. I cannot wait. I hope everyone comes out there, and I'll see everybody in Humboldt on Saturday.
Sounds great, Jason. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good one.
You too. Again, that Homoda Benefit Concert is this Saturday. The event kicks off at 4 p.m. Jason takes the stage at 7. It's only $15. Kids under 12 are free. Get your tickets now at primeseats.com. Jason's new CD is called Drink It In. It's available on iTunes and jasonbrowncountry.com.